In this bulletin, the Prime Minister leaves Australia for a crucial NATO security bloc summit in Spain. The Ukrainian capital Kyiv left reeling after the first Russian strike in weeks. And in sport, New South Wales squared the State of Origin series with an emphatic victory over Queensland. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has departed Australia on a flight to Spain for the NATO summit in the capital, Madrid. It's his first visit to Europe as Australia's PM, giving him the chance to meet with key world leaders. Mr. Albanese says the meeting of the Security Alliance comes at a crucial time for global diplomacy.
The people of Ukraine are doing the democratic world an enormous service, but it's important that democratic nations stand with Ukraine. And that's the context of this NATO summit. It's also the case that Russia and China, their arrangements and closeness that has occurred in recent times, means that it's also very important for our region.
Mr. Albanese will also be holding bilateral meetings with leaders such as British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and US President Joe Biden. The Indonesian president has announced plans to visit Ukraine and Russia in a bid to bring an end to the invasion. Joko Widodo says the visit is a peace-building mission aimed at opening room for dialogue between the two countries and resolving the food and energy crisis that has seen inflation soar in many countries. President Widodo made the announcement before his departure for the G7 summit in Germany, where he was invited as the G20 rotating president.
Misinya adalah mengajak Presiden Ukraina.
The mission is to invite the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to open room for dialogue, for peace, to build peace, because war has to stop and the global food chain needs to be reactivated. With the same mission in mind, I will invite President Putin to open room for dialogue, immediate ceasefire, and stop the war.
Dialog dan sesegera mungkin untuk melakukan gencatan senjata dan menghentikan perang.
Victoria's new ministers will today be sworn in after the Andrews Labour government was forced into a swift cabinet reshuffle 5 months out from the November state election. Premier Daniel Andrews unveiled his new look front bench over the weekend, crowning Jacinda Allan as deputy premier, the second woman to take the post in Victoria's history. Former Deputy Premier James Merlino, Health Minister Martin Foley, Jobs Minister Martin Pakula, and Police Minister Lisa Neville all stepped down from Cabinet on Friday, along with retiring Planning Minister Richard Wynne, prompting the reshuffle. Their replacements, Sonia Kilkenny, Lizzie Blanthorne, Steve Dimopoulos, Harriet Ching, and Colin Brooks, will be sworn in by Governor Linda Dessau in a ceremony at Government House later today. Several explosions have shaken Kyiv in the first assault on Ukraine's capital in weeks. Emergency services officials say Russian shelling caused a huge fire to break out in a 9-story residential building in the central Shevchenkivsky district. Kyiv's mayor Vitaly Klitschko says residents are being rescued and evacuated.
The building has been destroyed and we understand that there are people under the rubble. They are alive, the rescuers are trying to get them out. There's a lot of smoke and we are doing our best to rescue them as soon as possible.
Air raid sirens regularly disrupt life in Kyiv, but there have been no major strikes on the city since the 5th of June when a rail car repair facility was hit on the outskirts. Earlier in late April shelling, a Radio Liberty producer was killed in a strike that hit the building she lived in. Authorities are investigating the deaths of at least 22 patrons at a popular night spot in the South African city of East London. The bodies were found at the Enyu Beni Tavern, with several others also injured. A police spokeswoman says most of the victims were aged between 18 and 20, but it was too early to speculate as to what caused the tragedy. There have been unverified reports of a stampede inside the club. A large number of emergency service workers have been on the scene in the Eastern Cape province. And now to sport, and New South Wales has leveled the State of Origin series with a clinical demolition of rivals Queensland. Nathan Cleary led the way for the Blues, setting up two tries and scoring two of his own as his team romped to a 44-12 victory. New South Wales captain James Tedesco says after being upset by the Maroons in the first Origin encounter, his team knew it had to find a harder edge with the series on the line.
We spoke about that during the week. We had to be more brutal, more hungry. There was no second chances this time. I felt like we came out and we did that. Discipline let us down the first half, but that second half was really pleasing. Those guys who come into the team after game one were awesome for us tonight. I think we probably a bit too structured in that first half, where the second half we just played footy. Everyone was pushing for each other, genuine support. Offloads, everyone moving for each other, and that's where opportunities come to the back of that.
The third and deciding game will be played in Brisbane on the 13th of July. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.